Introduction. Hungry and thirsty for more. This writing is not penned from the basis of any human understanding, but only as I have heard and seen things beyond the veil. Paul's vision, boasting is necessary, though it is not profitable, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 1. In the book Passion. My previous writing on this subject, hungry and thirsting for more of God. It was my intention to stir you and to start a fire. Robert Fitz, my brother in Christ and my Elijah mentor, had cautioned me in his wisdom to write the first writing carefully so as not to overwhelm you, the reader. So hang on if you can, the Holy Spirit is leading you and me on a journey, beyond the veil of all human understanding. I caution you to fasten your seat restraints and grab onto the Master's hand, for my friend, you are entering another dimension. Don't look at your watch, it will do you no good, for this journey will change you forever. Time in this dimension is endless. There is much talk in films today on time travel, yet only fictional in nature. Many had, in growing up, watched the television show called The Twilight Zone, which is purely fictional in nature. My friends, this journey you are about to take is real. We must first be desperate and expectant for this transport into this heavenly realm. Everything of an earthly nature is left behind. All you travel with is the character of Christ that has been formed in you. In the Father's womb of presence. Your mind, emotions, and will, your soulish man, are left behind, and as you travel at warp speed, you pass the veil and enter the new dimension, your habitation for eternity. Few have been desperate and hungry enough to come into this new dimension, yet isn't it true that the hungry ones in the marketplaces of life are the ones that get fed? Why? Because they cry out until they are heard, and not for only stale bread and cold coffee. They are bold and strong in their demands, and finally, they are rewarded for their desperate cries. For the word does say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5 verse 3. Yet to follow this, Matthew 5 verse 6 says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." This word satisfied is a key player in these two verses of scripture. Why? Because when we are full and satisfied, we become peaceful and content, and then are we able to listen and experience God. The Trinity, that is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now have our full, undivided attention, and we can hear the mysteries of the kingdom as we hunger for more. More is what you want. Isn't it, friend? Now is the time to get into your time capsule and consider the rules of engagement as there are. Requirements for this journey. Psalms 24 verse 3 and 4 says, "Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? For he who has clean hands and pure at heart." I trust you have already prayerfully considered this requirement. We must continue, past having just fire insurance, so to speak, and move into lordship. Yet as we enter the outer court, fire insurance, then the inner court, lordship, we may still notice a conflict. In Romans 7, Paul talks about the fight we have with the flesh and spirit, the fleshly side of us versus the spiritual side within us. Yes, we are in a fight and we must put up a hard fight. Within this inner court, there is a dualism that takes place, where spirit and flesh are at war with each other. Well, friend, our journey must not end here, yet the cost is too great for most, and they do not go on to rend the veil unto experiencing the dimension of walking in the Spirit 24/7. Are you desperate or hungry enough to go there? This is what this writing is about, going beyond the veil and never looking back. Are you coming? Let's travel there, as on a celestial chariot as Ezekiel described, and have the journey of our lives. I now invite you to enter the heavenly dimension with me. Are you coming?